Hawaii County Finance Director Deanna Sacco says this event will have far-reaching financial impact, starting with reducing the county's primary source of income.
We are going to have a decrease in real property tax revenue in the Puna area, at least $1.2 million. Other areas will be impacted. So our best estimate is probably $3 million on the upcoming budget year. It could go as high as $6 million if a much larger area is impacted.
On May 1st, Sacco estimated the county budget for the July 1st fiscal year at $518 million. But expenses, because of the lava, are already going up.
A lot of it is overtime. Police, firefighters, highways guys, parks and recs. It's probably about $800,000 per pay period or $1.6 million per month.
President Trump has signed a disaster declaration. That means the county should get reimbursed for 75% of disaster-related expenses.
If we assume this event will last for all of next year, our 25% share would be roughly $4 million. So the $3 million lost in revenue, $4 million expenses, $7 million total. The biggest impact on us is actually the cash flow.
Federal reimbursements flow through the state. Sacco says the state is still holding $5 million owed to the county from federal grants for the 2006 earthquake and 2014's Hurricane Azelle and Pahoa lava flow. Although Mayor Harry Kim wants to increase property taxes and the general excise tax, Council Finance Vice Chair Karen Eoff says she believes the council can submit a balanced budget without those increases. The council must return the budget to the mayor by June 30th. He can accept the council's revised budget, let it become law without his signature, or veto it, in which case the council can then vote to override the veto. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.